Hachette Audio presents Julian Fellowes' Belgravia, Episode 9, The Past is a Foreign Country. Written by Julian Fellowes. Read by Juliet Stevenson.
Trenchard was sitting at the breakfast table, eating scrambled eggs. She and James had been up half the night, trying to work out what they could do when Lady Brockenhurst acknowledged Charles. But in the end, Anne was forced to admit that James was right. They would lose Charles the instant the Countess welcomed him into her family. They could never explain to him who they were or how they were connected. Not if they wanted to protect the memory of Sophia. It would have to be enough that James had invested in Charles's business and been his benefactor. They must try to maintain some sort of link through that. Although they would have to be careful even there so that no one guessed the truth. Turton leant in.
Would you like some more toast, Mom?
Not for me. But maybe for Mrs. Oliver. He nodded and left to give the order. Anne knew that Turton thought it eccentric for married women to come down for breakfast. He and James would have preferred them both to have trays in their bedrooms like the other women of their kind, but there was something in the habit that struck Anne as indolent, and she had never succumbed. James had given up suggesting it. She stirred the eggs on the plate without lifting the fork to her mouth. It all seemed terribly unfair. But hadn't she brought this whole situation upon herself? Hadn't she and James sent the child away and kept him a secret? Wasn't she the one who had told Lady Brockenhurst in the first place? Anne wondered, as she had countless times before, if there was more she could have done to save Sophia. Why had her beautiful girl died? If they'd stayed in London? If they'd had a London doctor? She didn't know whether to rage at God or at herself.